Bruce School Jan Viljoen in Randfontein in Gauteng made headlines this week when parents protested outside the school after a video footage of a fight between learners started circulating. It's believed the fight was racially motivated. Allegations of sexual misconduct had also been leveled against one of the teachers. Messages containing racial insults also made the rounds on WhatsApp. Tensions were high again on Thursday evening when parents were gathered at the school stadium waiting to be addressed by Gauteng MEC Panyaza Lesufi. The MEC ran behind the scheduled time. The parents used that time to raise concern that some black parents were not being allowed into the school to join the meeting. It was not long before the stadium turned into a shouting match between black and white parents.
At 5 o'clock and now 6 o'clock. We haven't got time for this. Disallowing the black parents to enter here. We cannot allow a situation whereby the black parents are not allowed inside here because of the white security guard.
Shortly after the chaos, heavy rain dispensed the crowd, causing damage to the stage, and some parents started leaving. The parents reacted to the MEC running behind time and the racial allegations at the school.
From the messages that we got, it says we must be here from 4, meeting will start at 5, but it was only around 4:15, and now it's raining, we still waited for him, but nothing happened, no apology, anything. Parents had to fight, and at least the rain came just to come and kill off the situation, but we are not happy about what happened today. Next time when they say it's 5 o'clock, we want 5 o'clock, we were all here by 5 o'clock waiting for him, so we are not happy. This must be resolved by him. Only him can do this. So we must come back. We don't care about the rain. Even tomorrow we can come back.
They give us 5 o'clock time. Okay, they move it to 6 o'clock. But all of a sudden, it's now 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock pass over. We rain. We also do not. This is not fair. Time factor. You must know. You must know factors of time. We have other things to do. Yes, this is a very serious matter. An urgent matter that are supposed to be issued. Now, where we are now, will there be anything happen today? Nothing will happen. We're very disappointed because we're here for a reason. We wanted it to be sorted out as ASAP. But now, see where we are now.
We really need solution because our children are afraid. We really need
out on the schoolwork, especially make tomorrow is school again. You would have told us today if tomorrow is school for our children. Now we know nothing. They don't address us nothing.
We don't even have
he leaves 6 o'clock. He drove us, but he knows the meeting starts at 6 o'clock. No, nature waits for no man, no. That's not fair.
What is going to happen from here now because... Nothing is going to happen now because
Maliana won't get out to get his shoes wet. He won't get out to get his shoes wet.
We are not happy because I knock off at 4. Immediately by 4:20 I was already here. Because according to the communication, they said by 4 o'clock the gates will be opened. Yes, they were opened. 5 o'clock, 6. Right now it's 6:45, and I decide to leave because I'm from work. I can't stay here. Really, I'm not happy. I don't want to lie. I'm not happy at all, especially after the incident of Tuesday. Tuesday he didn't came, and let me tell you, the message was from he sent the message via the Twitter, and some of us we don't know the Twitter. We are adults. We don't go through WhatsApp or Twitter.
Lesufi arrived and apologized to some of the parents who were still left at the stadium.
We are trying to have this meeting again on Sunday. Okay. So that we can enable this. The problem is that the community hall is too small to accommodate everyone. That is why we suggested Turtlemo ground home. But unfortunately, the weather was extremely dangerous. We couldn't risk to come here. So I'm really, really sorry. We'll sort it out on Sunday. I want to apologize for that. As I said, it was the weather. It was not me that I was delaying. We could not drive through. It was a very dangerous storm when I was coming this side. Exactly this storm, we came with it from where we are coming from. So, my sincerest apologies once more.
The MEC also spoke to members of the media and said his department has asked the South African Human Rights Commission to do an inquiry.
We are trying to ensure that every South African is free, every South African can go to any school of their choice. So, our brief to the South African Human Rights Commission was to check whether indeed they can't have a dipstick inquiry on all other schools that learners feel that there are problems. But to say all African schools are racist, I think it will be really a reckless from us.
This is a developing story. For Times Live Podcast, I'm Bulelani Nonyukela.